Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. How do you get over a breakup? I get asked this question all the time, and if you're in that situation where you just ended a relationship, or you ended a relationship a long time ago and it's still bothering you, this might help. And of course, I don't know if some random dude on the internets can actually help you deal with some of the just deep, dark, frustrating, sad things that happen when you break up with somebody you love. And I'm speaking about that from experience. So I'm gonna share with you four big ideas that can help you in dealing with a breakup, but also recognize that if that's where you're at, I'm sorry to hear that. I know how hard that is. Some of you guys know my origin story that got me into personal development in the first place was a breakup. You know, I broke up with the first woman I ever loved, and we were high school sweethearts. And that breakup sent me into a deep depression. It sent me into suicidal thoughts. And I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't been in a car accident that was unrelated, that helped me kind of like snap back into place, that helped me realize, no, I want to live my life. Because previous to that, when that relationship ended because I had my whole identity tied up in that relationship, I thought I ended. I thought my life was over. So if you're somebody has told you, well, stop being so dramatic, or, you know, your friends tell you, just get over it. I'm not going to be that guy for you today who just makes it sound so easy. I understand those dark nights where you wonder who you are and what your life's about that happens when you break up with somebody, especially somebody who maybe you cared for or they broke up with you. Either way, it doesn't feel good. Whether you did the breaking up, sometimes that can feel really good, but there's still stuff there, you know? And if someone broke up with you, there's still stuff there too. So I hope that in this discussion today, we can find something that will help. So I've got four big ideas for you. The first idea for you that really helped me is this philosophy called phase two philosophy. And what does that mean? It means that you got to look at whatever has happened to you in the past, whether it's a sad thing, a failure thing, a breakup thing, a bad day. You got to say, okay, that was phase one. Now I'm in phase two. Phase one was all about, you know, experimenting, learning, developing. Now I'm on a phase two innovation. It's like giving yourself a mindset that says everything that has happened to us. There was a reason if we don't know what it was, but at the end, there's a product. You, me. It's like us, where we're at now. And now we have to start and go phase two. It's kind of like that philosophy you've heard before, that metaphor of like a new chapter. That's what you have to think. No matter what the previous chapter said, new chapter. So if you broke up with somebody or you've been broken up with, today's the day that you go, okay, who do I want to be now? Separate from that person or separate from that relationship, like what's like the ideal me look like? Sound like, talk like, work towards? How does the ideal me talk with other people, relate with other people? How does the ideal me focus on getting things done? How does the ideal me move about in the world now in phase two? Because phase one, I learned. And that is so critical. When you have a breakup, learn. Don't blame. Don't be mad. Don't try to get back. Don't try to recover everything. It's like if the breakup is definitive and it is done, you must also learn to let go. But you know what? It is impossible to let go unless you accept now you're in phase two. Because if you keep trying to stay and live in phase one, and every day you keep thinking about them and you're following them on social media, and you're still in phase one with your behaviors, you'll be miserable. So you got to let phase one go. Step into phase two by saying, okay, phase one was a learning. What did I learn about myself in that relationship? What would my better self do in the next relationship? What did I learn about people? And what did I learn about vulnerability? What did I learn about love? Because I've always learned if you can have a learning mindset, recovery is easier. If you can look back, not to blame, not to complain, not to moan, not to be sad, but rather just to explore, to be today here in phase two, but to observe, kind of like flipping back through a couple of the chapters and just kind of looking for a theme, looking for a learning. Oh, okay, that's good to know. Now, this new chapter goes this way. That's what phase two philosophy is all about. Learn, got it. Here I am now. Make the product better. Make us better. Make each other grow. And I know that sounds weird to say product, but this is how we would think about this as an example if you're thinking about engineering or product development. And we're all humans in development, right? You're in now you 2.0 or 3.0 or 4.0. Like you're in a new phase, baby. So if you can step into that new phase with a learning mindset, that will help. You've got to be grateful for phase one. It's hard. When you're hurt, when you're mad, when you're upset, all you want to do is hate that phase one happened. Why did this happen to me? But I want you to be grateful for who you now know you need to become. Who you now know you need to become. Be grateful for that. Be grateful for the times you did have love. Have plenty of nostalgia. Be thankful for those beautiful moments in life that this person gave you in the relationship without needing to cling and get it back. So you can be free from something and appreciate it. Like I had lots of things happen to me in like, you know, 9th grade and 11th grade that were beautiful and great times with friends. But those friends aren't here in phase two. It doesn't mean that I don't appreciate those times with my friends. Same thing in relationships.
you can still appreciate those things, but they're not here in phase two, and you're okay with that because you're just grateful for everything you've learned along the way. I know that sounds flippant to say, and you might be like, yeah, Brandon, I'm not grateful, I'm mad. I get that, but I'm here to tell you, your development will not proceed until you can see phase one through a learning mindset and a grateful mindset. Until you can do that, you won't live your life. You'll be stuck there. And so if you keep thinking about it, I'm like, great, think about it. But think about it for two things. Learning, number one. Think about it for gratitude, number two. And number three, what will I do now? Who am I now? That's this phase two philosophy. You're starting a new phase of your life, babe. Second big idea, I want you to pour yourself into your friendships and your passions. Pour yourself in to your friendships and your passions. When you're hurt and you're upset, you know what you want to do? Withdraw. You want to go hide in a cave. You want to isolate yourself. But what you don't need now is a great dose of loneliness, my friend. What you need now is social connection. Because in your relationship in phase one, you had a connection there, and it was a social connection. It was an intimate connection, but it was a social connection. You need a new social connection, and you don't need to go find a new person for that. You can still have connection with your friends. So go re-engage your friends. Go out with your friends more than you used to. Be responsible. Go out with your friends more. Schedule more lunches. Schedule more dinners. Schedule more walks with your girlfriends or your buddies. Like, get outdoors, be with your friends, and schedule the time. Don't be like, I got nothing to do this weekend. Pick up the phone. Hey, Pete, do you want to go out? Hey, Sarah, should we meet up? Like, don't sit there and wait for them to come to you. Because remember, a funny thing happens when you're in breakup. Time slows down. And for you, the hours are torturous and the days are horrible. But for everybody else, they're just going through the day waiting for the next time that they can go hang out. So their life is proceeding. Because when you're sad, time slows down and you really feel it. And I think biology and evolution gave us that so that we could be contemplative and so we can learn. But for you, time's going a little slower than your friends. So don't be mad if your friends aren't all pouring themselves into you. They don't know. They're just going about their day, right? Nothing changed for them. So you've got to be proactive in reaching out to your friends. Pour yourself into friendships. They'll help you not only feel good and laugh, they'll give you that social connection feeling. Also pour yourself into your passions. Whatever you are curious about, I want you to dork about and go deep on. If you're curious about, you know, this type of movie and filming, or you're curious about this type of business, or you're curious about this topic, go get the books, watch the videos on it, take a course on it, like deep dive into your passions, like dork out, like obsess a little bit, because that little bit of obsession about the things that you really love will also introduce that feeling of like passion and love that obviously you cannot replace from a person or an intimate relationship. But listen, isn't it true? We should all pour ourselves into our passions anyway, right? We all know that phrase, be passionate, live with passion. Well, do that. Don't allow yourself just to mope all day. Listen, I'm totally okay when you break up. If you have 4 or 5 days of nothing but a snot driven, like Netflix binge, you know, chip eaten, like bad food, bad drinks, bad everything for 6 days to mope and feel bad. Everyone's allowed that, but that can't be your life. So you've got to re-engage your passions, and don't wait 3 months. Don't wait, I'll do it a year from now when I feel better. Because you know what? You won't feel better. You are going to generate better feelings. You're not going to hope that one day you're happy. You got to start going generating happiness. If you heard me teach any time, I always say the power plant does not have energy. It transforms energy from one quality to another higher quality of utilization. Meaning you got to take all that sadness, and at some point you're going to have to transform it and start generating that energy into more positive things for yourself. I hope that makes sense. Number three, I want you to also do a deep dive into your personal development. Not just the things you're curious or interested about, not just your strengths and your passions. I want you to like do a deep dive into personal development. Go watch a bunch of videos on TED, listen to a bunch of the podcasts, read a bunch of personal development books, and don't be embarrassed by it. Because you know what? Self-help is necessary right now. You need to do personal development like a pro. Like, your personal and professional development is critical right now. Don't wander the woods of sadness for 5 years and wake up 5 years later and go, I'm not any better than I was 5 years ago. We've all been there, and that sucks. Instead, architect the best you. Use this breakup as a breaking point from your old ways of assuming, your old ways of doing, your own limited thinking, and say, you know what? I want to become a positive, optimistic, very mindful person. I want to be a person who's happy and joyous. And you're going to have to learn to deal with your thoughts in that. If you ever hear someone make fun of personal development, all they're not realizing is that all personal and professional development is teaching you better ways to use your mind. And if they're making fun of that, let that be their things. You need to learn to use your mind better to become happier right now. I mean, is there a better time to train than right now when you had a breakup on how to use your mind better? How to learn how to be more fulfilled and satisfied, learn how to be happier and more positive, learn how to control your thoughts. Because otherwise, you know, your thoughts can betray you. Your thoughts can start thinking about things that happened and who is blame. That's not good. So get into that personal development. Listen to the podcast, watch the videos, go to the bookstore, pick up 3 books today that are personal development. Even if you think that titles are cheesy, that's okay. You're probably sad. You're cheesy too right now. You might be a cheesy metaphor of a breakup person. It's on your couch and watching the Netflix and the chips in the bed. Like, hey, cheesy's okay right now. Allow yourself a little bit of cheesy personal development. It'll make you feel better. Clearly, if you're still watching me, I think you're just fine. Okay, last big idea, fourth big thing. You need to get some momentum, my friend. If you think about it, in any given relationship, there's compromise, there's give and take. And sometimes in your relationship, you prioritize a lot of other things, but not the projects or the passions or the goals that you had. You know, it's not that relationships slow us down. I am not saying that. What I am saying is, I bet if you think about it, there's a few things you've been waiting to do. And I feel like if you can just set 3 goals related to those things you've been waiting to do each day, and just each day, knock off those 3 goals or those 3 tasks. Doesn't matter if they're big ones or little ones. Just in the morning, write down 3 things you're gonna do that day and reliably do them. Every day, do 3 things to move yourself forward, because you know what the heart loves? Just as much as love, the heart loves progress. And when you have progress in your life, your brain goes, I'm doing okay here. I'm doing good here. We know that as you get more momentum and progress in your life, your self-confidence goes up. As your self-confidence goes up, so too does your social connection ability. You're more confident, you're more able to be interested in people again. And I think that's really important. As you get more momentum, you feel good about yourself. You're more willing to engage people. You got to make sure you're doing things that make you feel good about yourself again. And that requires daily tasks and goals that you do consistently. All right. I hope these 4 ideas helped you today, my friend. Again, if you are in a breakup and it's been hurtful and it's been sad and it's been challenging, I give you my heart right now. I understand that. I've been through that several times in my life. But I also want to let you know, in phase 2 or in phase 3 or phase 4 or 5 upcoming for you, things will get better. You are stronger than you think, my friend, and the future still holds good things for you. So consider what I've shared today. Go put yourself out there. Keep living your life. Have that idealized version of you. You can choose to go through this in a way that is disempowering, or this is about to become the most empowering time of your life.
if you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online or you have gotten an email from me,
or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.